The other side of the immigration story. This morning's commentary brought to you by WaFed Bank. The U.S. border is swamped with hundreds of thousands of migrants who want in, and border states are fed up. But the other part of this story involves the volunteers around the country who think immigrants deserve the benefit of the doubt. Christopher Keeler is the director of immigrant assistance at St. James Cathedral.
We look at people fleeing Ukraine, and we understand they're fleeing war. And we don't understand that it's the same type of thing with climate change and with political violence or with widespread community violence. People are driven to leave. Nobody comes just because they think the grass is greener, right? They come because things are so terrible at home.
He thinks we spend way too much time trying to chase away people who just want work,
which makes it difficult to actually focus on criminals and criminal activity, because you're spending all your time focused on these people who are really coming here just to contribute.
He understands that Americans worry that bringing in too many immigrants will change the culture here, but he has a suggestion before you give in to the fear, that maybe you consider volunteering with one of these assistance programs and find out for yourself. There are programs for asylum seekers and Ukrainian refugees run by churches. There are programs to aid Afghan refugees run by mosques.
We have to recognize that that change process is something that instills fear in people, especially when they feel like they're losing the way their life has been. But that those types of fears, they go away when people meet each other.
And should you need an extra incentive to make such a commitment, I'm told that when a refugee finally gets citizenship, there's always a party with free food.